The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
In true Chewy fashion, right before we turn on our microphones, he goes, when it comes to working out, how long can I wear these shorts before I have to wash them?
What, do you smell something?
Do I smell something? What, am I heart is smelling? Of course I smell something.
What is it?
Wear it once, wear it twice, one of three times. And when... What prompted the question to myself?
You start to smell them a little bit?
Not smell, they're a little dirty.
What do you mean by dirty?
It's B.O. The valet must have had B.O.
Can't be. Nobody has B.O. like this.
Jerry, it's B.O.
But the whole car smells.
Like some sweat stains or other types of stains?
I don't know what that is.
Because the other type of stains, probably, you know, throw them in there.
Well, that's only with the whites. The whites are definitely too. And you have to look at the backside to be like, all right, yeah.
So when somebody has B.O., the O usually stays with the B. Once the B leaves, the O goes with it.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Lattis.
Running her mouth, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it. We all about it. They making plans. We sit and count our chances.
Well, look what the cat dragged in.
It's cold.
How long is it gonna take you to get used to turning that microphone on again?
Usually don't working. Have to. Yeah, don't usually don't have to do that. You're a thirsty boy this morning.
Why?
You know, look, I want you get that thing's like half gone.
That's terrible.
You hadn't taken a single drink when I saw you wander in at 6:30. That thing's like almost gone.
Maybe I'll have to bring in two.
Seems excessive.
Two jugs.
Hydrate.
Never mind. Good morning, everybody. Chewy is back. He is here. He is in the flesh in studio with us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. How are your travels?
Fine. People that the older you get, the people annoy you more.
You tell me.
Fine until you get the baggage claim. So we got to transfer all kind of our stuff back. Six bags, big bags.
That's a lot.
I had one. And you get the baggage claim, and the whole, I would say 60% of the belt is open. You know? And I'm talking plenty of room there.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have to crawl up my butt to get to your bag when there's all this open space? Do people not respect personal space?
No. Never have, never will.
And it's like you're not even there. They're like, they come between me and Angie and they're throwing elbows. I'm like, there's plenty room over there and there's plenty of room over there.
So this happens to me, but I am, you know, Lollipop Guild size. You're a big human. I'm surprised that people want to stand that close to you.
I agree.
I just,
you know what I
this
think
happens
it is?
To me that they can't see me. That they're like, oh my God, I didn't even see you there.
You know what I think it is? I think they fumble their bags on purpose and can't get them off the belt just so I'll grab it for them.
Oh, wait, is that another thing that was happening?
Yeah. Probably four of them.
You're the bumble.
I don't want to be the bumble at baggage claim.
But turns, I mean, you're a big guy.
I'll put a flipping star on your Christmas tree. I will reach in the grocery store up to the highest thing. But when I land on a plane and stuff, I just want my space. Now, I get it if you go to Vegas and it's like the whole belt's back. But there's 60% of the belt was open.
I don't know. Like, I think you're missing out on a really good marketing campaign here. You fumble, I bumble.
Ooh.
Could be a thing.
Is that a moving
movie? Literally, you said they fumble their bags and he called you the bumble. And, you know, my brain, it's basically Dr. Seuss up there just trying to weave some rhymes.
I got a lot of work to do. Lot.
I do think that this personal space thing is interesting. We were at the ice cream store yesterday, and you guys know how the ice cream shop works. They've got the cabinets. What are they called? They're glass display areas.
Yeah.
And they got the tubs of ice cream down in there, workers behind the counter. But it's long. You know, if you have any decent-sized ice cream place, you're going to have, I don't know, 20 flavors at least.
31 flavors, maybe.
Famously. And this, you know, so it's a long area. My kids are looking. Do I want this? Do I want the bubble gum? Do I want the Blue Moon? I don't know. Can I try this? Da, da, da. And Dar's got the front of the line, and I got the back of the line. And I look, and I can feel behind me like a presence, you know, like a, what's happening here? So I look at my husband, and he makes eye contact with me. And I do the, you can't say anything because I think the person is real close. And I just go, back, back, close, close. And he goes, nod, nod, you know, like that nonverbal communication. I go, okay. And like, what do you do? Do you say, excuse me, could you step back? Because I feel like that starts something you don't want to start.
So for the ice cream place, is it a, was it a situation where like a lot of times like that, there's not a place to sit, right? It's just the ice cream. You go in, get the ice cream, and you come in one door and you go out the next. Was it tightly packed by the door to get in?
Yeah, only one door.
Yeah.
And you have to line up near the door, mm-hmm. and then you make your way down the cabinet, and then you turn around. There are tables at this place that okay. we were at, but you turn around and you make your way towards one of the tables. So, I mean, again, no harm, no foul, but you're talking about the invasion of personal space, and I'm thinking, oh, yesterday at the ice cream shop, this lady was, what was your phrase? Climbing up your butt?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's
what it feels like, yes.
What do you think, Gabe? Is there just a general personal space?
Oh, yeah.
This is
why when because I usually check a bag when I travel, because the only time I'm ever traveling is typically for golf. So, you know, it's not like you can carry on your golf club. So I'm usually standing there. I just hang back. I just don't care. You hang back, because the way that people rush up to that belt and just want to like hover over it, I'll hang back. And as long as I'm not like the first one in line standing by where it pops out, I'll see it and I'll have plenty of time to walk up, excuse me, cut in between two people, grab my clubs and be on my way. But I want nothing to do with being near that belt because of the way people behave.
So you just let the crowd disperse and then grab your bag?
Yeah. Or if it comes out first, then I can, you know, I say, excuse me, cut between two people because they're all shoulder to shoulder standing around the belt. Like, I'm just going to hang back. I'm going to watch you guys do your thing, and I'm going to grab my bag and then be on my way.
But when 60% of the belt is open, go over there. And it's normally, you know, people of advanced age. It's just this entitlement of like, nope, it's closest to the door. This is where I'm going to stand.
You think that's what it is? You think this is just old people?
In fairness, you are coming from the land of old people.
Well, it's old people and really, really stupid people.
You'd think you were conditioned.
Again, that's where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Florida Man is a character we're all familiar with. This is the new place you have decided to call home. The land of old people and the land of stupid people. I know you can't stand either one of them, but if you want the warm weather, this is what you're going to have to
deal with.
That's the trade-off.
Maybe I'll start shipping my bags. The thing is, they're not even my bags.
I wanted to get to that. So you brought six suitcases back with you from Florida. You said one of them was yours. That means...
If we're being honest, a half of that one was probably
his. Our daughter was with
us.
And in her defense, she flew from Ohio State to Florida.
So she had to like unpack her dorm room, bring all that stuff with her.
Well, most of it was supposed to be sent home, but now we have to track it down.
Oh, no.
Because it's in some warehouse now.
Oh, no.
So.
Been there.
Yeah, six bags is a lot.
Well, having your daughter with you makes a lot more sense. Because what I was going to say is, Angie doesn't strike me as a, I got a lot of clothes, I need them all back in Wisconsin kind of gal. Like, she's more of a guy's gal. She probably has like,
I don't know. To pack up her office, though.
Okay, what does that entail?
Paperwork. She refuses to go paperless.
Huh.
So
she's like the lady from Tommy Boy.
So wait, you just had a suitcase. Like, how do you keep that?
So one suitcase
from not like getting all jostled up and mixed up.
That's what she does. But one of the smaller suitcases, you know, the ones you can put above.
Yeah.
Carry-ons.
38 pounds of paper.
Wow.
38 pounds of paper. What is this way? Pound and a half?
He's lifting the keyboard or the computer for those
this
who are not watching.
This seems a lot more logical
stream.
And a lot less shoulder pain
again,
for
me. You close that thing down and it's very thin,
yes.
Very transportable.
Yeah.
but refuses to go paperless.
She won't. Yeah.
Is it a security thing?
I don't know what it is. Notes.
A control, you know, thing.
I think it's just old school. She refuses to change.
I feel like some of that's got to get mixed up in the transport. Like, she's got to spend part of her day today now reorganizing all of that paperwork.
With the zips and all that stuff.
Yeah, I know, but it's still, like, it gets jostled around.
A little bit.
I've seen the airport workers throw around bags.
Yeah.
They don't give a rip. Although, if it's 38 pounds, tougher to, you know, give it the old heave-ho.
Yeah.
What is the maximum weight you can have for a carry-on?
50. But this isn't a little. This is...
For a carry-on, it can be up to 50 pounds? I thought for a full-size suitcase, it could be up to 50 pounds.
I don't think if you're rolling it onto the plane, they're not weighing it.
That's true.
That's a great point.
It's true.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I forgot completely.
Make it 100 pounds. If you can lift it up over your head and getting it into that compartment above the seats, doesn't matter what's in there.
Wow, that's wild.
So it's back. It's fine. It's good.
You got to go through PT now for your shoulder after carrying that many bags. Not a big deal.
And did you at least put together a nice little Mother's Day then?
I did.
Angie?
She loved the cutting board.
No, she didn't.
And my logic was this. Here's my logic, and it's very good logic, right? A card is probably $6, right?
Sure, yeah.
To get a card. And what are you doing with it?
Reading it.
You're throwing it away.
Yeah, correct.
Right? The cutting board has the same thing the card has on it for $16, and you get to use it for the rest of your life. I thought that was pretty smart.
Did you?
That's how I sold it.
For those who missed it, wasn't there some like poem or something on the cutting board? Where's my phone? Wasn't there some like cheesy poem?
Yeah, it's very cheesy.
Didn't it call her your love bug?
I believe it did. Thing is, I don't read the whole thing. I just read the first three lines.
Correct. Like,
it's very obvious.
It's kind of works.
Hold on. I just want to read what it says.
She loved it.
Recipe for a special wife. One pinch of love. One ton of patience. How are you measuring the ton, by the way, these days?
Just got to scale out back.
A pinch of hope. 2 cups of kindness. 3 spoonfuls of fun. Plenty of faith, a handful of laughter, a dash of understanding.
You know what the funny thing is? The funny thing is, and she wanted to cook on Mother's Day. I don't know why, but she's done. She said she's done cooking.
Forever?
Yes.
When was the last time she cooked before Mother's Day?
Probably the previous Mother's Day. So she made crockpot lasagna?
You're a big fan of crockpot lasagna.
Not anymore. Not
why?
Anymore.
What'd she forget?
It wasn't good. Had to choke it down. She's done. She doesn't get timing when it comes to cooking.
Okay.
You know? When you're putting noodles into a crock pot, can't put it on high. Can't put it on high. So then she does the garlic bread and uses the stupid thing that people used in the 50s, the broiling pan.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Nobody uses that for garlic bread anymore. And the type of bread you can just put on the rack. So Gianna wanted a little bit of cheese on it.
Oh, no.
But I didn't realize once I put the cheese on it, it becomes my project. So the house is filled with smoke. And I'm like, the garlic bread is in the... What are you doing? I'm like, me? This isn't my dinner. I don't have a timing problem. So it was
just a comedy of air. So wait, the smoke detectors are going off in the house?
The doors had to be all open and stuff like that. She can't cook because she can't time. You know what I mean?
When I asked you if you put together a nice little Mother's Day for her.
It sounds like it was a nice little Mother's Day. It sounds like they had a good time.
It sounds like it was a Mother's Day, okay?
Yes.
Sounds like a good time was had by some.
Nothing a little wine can't cure.
Yeah.
Oh, I got
tears. It had an interesting taste to it.
Did she forget to add something?
I don't know if she took the noodles out of the box. That's what it tasted like.
A little crunchy?
Wait, hold on. You can't complain about her cooking on Mother's Day. She was cooking on Mother's Day.
She wanted to.
That's tricky.
And it took her because it's putsy. It had like a metallic taste to it.
Maybe it's time for a new crock pot.
Well, she did blame it on the crock pot. She dead. There's only a high and a low.
Yeah, that's...
Famously.
Yeah, that's kind of what... that's. I don't believe if you get a new crock pot, there's not going to be a new medium setting. No, there's two settings.
Also, I'm a little surprised that her, with her, like, Italian roots, is making lasagna in the crock pot. I know we've discussed this before, but it seems to me like that would be one of those things where she's laying the noodles, throwing the sauce, put in the ricotta, put in the mozzarella, put... I don't know if you guys throw meat into your lasagna or not, but, you know, and then layering it up. That feels like something that, you know, somebody of Angie's descent would do, but...
Yeah. I think it was just a little... Little too much heat for the noodles in the bottom of the crock pot, which is currently soaking in gasoline right now to try and get those off the bottom of the crock pot.
To say, do you have to go get the jackhammer to try to get it off the bottom?
Maybe we just toss that bad boy, okay? We start fresh. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy now that we're all warmed up. A lot of stuff to get to today. Giannis reacting to Bobby Portis speculating about his future. We will get to that and more as Jen, Gabe, and Chewy gets going here on a Monday.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app. Find the ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores today. More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy coming up on 94.5 ESPN.
I'm Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, and it doesn't matter what day of the week it is, what week of the month it is, what month of the offseason it is, people are wondering. People be wondering about Giannis Antetokounmpo's future. And so when Bobby Portis did a recent media round, people asked him. It was on FanDuel, the show Run It Back with Michelle Beadle. They were asking him about Giannis and what Bobby Portis thinks Giannis's future looks like. Take a listen.
I just think, man, that Giannis bleed green, though. I think he bleed green, man. I think he bleeds, you know, loyalty. I think he bleeds, you know, wanting that Tim Duncan, Kobe-esque type career, Steph Curry type career where they play with one franchise. Obviously, it sounds really, really good that, you know, Giannis leaves and goes to another team. But, like, realistically, like, if you trade for him, just looking at business wise, you trade for him, obviously he's going to make what, $58-60 million. I mean, you got to trade your whole team.
Yeah, 100% from Bobby Portis. What you're going to have to give up, are you still going to be competitive enough with Giannis with what you have to, because you're going to have to give up some core pieces.
Well,
in order to get, because you can't get Giannis for free.
How is that attractive to Giannis? Like, how is that situation attractive to him? If you're going to build something, rebuild something, why not rebuild here? As opposed to rebuilding on a team that would have just been gutted to make the trade for Giannis.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the Bucks' pitch to him. Is, hey, look, wherever we end up trading you, the situation's going to end up being very similar to what we have here.
But it hasn't worked. Traded for Dame hasn't worked. Who do they get? But who was there before Dame?
Jrue Holiday.
All right, that worked. Before him didn't work.
Eric Bledsoe.
That didn't work. He's gonna have to be patient because it's gonna take a couple years. They ain't winning it next year, I can tell you that.
Yeah, correct.
Probably ain't winning it the year after that. I mean, what are they gonna do with Dame when his number's $58 million?
I mean, they have no option but to pay it. It's guaranteed.
58.
Yeah, once he opts in. He will opt in because I have a hard time imagining, A, he's going to play next year, and B, that he would opt out to go sign somewhere else and then somebody else is going to give somebody in their mid-30s coming off an Achilles injury $58 million. So I'm assuming he opts into that player option that he has in a couple of seasons.
They got to be talking plan already.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they've kind of
like how do they sell
idea.
It? How do you sell it to them? How do you sell it?
I mean, I think the way you sell it is, hey, we're going to try to bring back those young pieces. Obviously, so Bobby's got a player option. That's something he talked about on Run It Back. You bring back the young pieces that he was playing with at the end of that Pacer series. You know, Gary Trent Jr., Kevin Porter Jr. You know, have those guys try to get younger. All these guys are younger than you. Giannis, the ball is going to be in your hands a lot because we don't have Dame. That's something that we know you really enjoy. And you end up putting up you know, ridiculous Jokic-esque numbers, you know, taking us to, you know, the 6-5, maybe the 4 seed if things fall into place, and you're in the MVP conversation again. I think that's the pitch short term for 2025-26.
Does the NBA lottery being tonight have any effect on this situation?
I don't know if it affects. Yes and no. No, in that this all comes down to Giannis, and I don't think Giannis cares who wins the draft lottery. Like, to me, that doesn't matter for Giannis. For the Bucks, if Giannis asks out, I think the answer to that would be yes. Because if Houston wins, if San Antonio wins, having the number one overall pick, so much more valuable than just a first round pick. Right? And you can try to, you build out around that, because then you assume that Cooper Flag would be a part of any sort of deal should Giannis ask out. So there is some significance for the Bucks if Giannis asks out, which is still a big if based on what Bobby Portis was saying.
But this isn't like the NFL where, hey, I'll give you 4 first round picks. No one, right? There's no juice to that.
You need 4 first round picks and players.
And then.
Yeah. And players.
Yeah. Again, Mikal Bridges, who's playing for the New York Knicks right now, went for 5 first round picks. Mikal Bridges is not a 2-time NBA MVP.
No.
He's not somebody who scored 50 points in a finals game to close out a championship.
Even in the same stratosphere. So let's advance the story, because that obviously got posted on all of the social media accounts, including Bobby Portis's. Posting it on his, to which Giannis Antetokounmpo responded. Giannis put on Bobby's post, where Bobby was saying that Giannis bleeds green, what we played for you just a few moments ago, and Giannis said, "Don't worry about me, exclamation point. What you doing, Bobby? You staying or leaving?" Laughing face emoji. Oh, and Chew, for clarification's sake, it's the laughter with the tears.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that are right here by the cheek, because we went through this a few weeks ago where we were all confused about which emoji was which, but
yeah.
The one where he's laughing and the tears are on the side of the face. What do you make of that, Chew?
It's still a hardcore laugh. It's the one I use. I don't prefer the one that comes down like a waterfall.
In what world am I asking you about which emoji you care?
What
do you think about Giannis's tweet?
In fairness, the last thing you said was about the emoji, so that's what caught his attention.
Yes.
What
were the emojis? Give me the emojis.
He's just
the crying eyes
here,
or laughing
here,
eyes?
Here, look at that. That is what he posted on Instagram.
Oh, look at how convenient. He's just handing you the laptop. He didn't have to print out a piece of paper.
He really didn't have to put the laughing emoji. He just did that to diffuse it a little bit.
Yeah, he's not. He can't do anything serious. Like, he's Giannis. He's a clown.
But he wants to know why. What's Bobby's deal?
He's got a player option, so he can opt in. He can become a free agent by opting out, or he can opt in for just like it's 13.5-ish million.
Where would he make more money opting out?
I mean, he could opt out and certainly make, like, more guaranteed money. Like, I think he gets more guaranteed money that way, where he signs a bigger contract and it's got more years and more money. 13.5 to 15 is probably what he would get on the open market.
This is a very chicken or the egg thing, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, if you're Bobby Portis, don't you want to know what Giannis's plans are before you decide what your plans are?
But these guys are not dumb, okay? And what I mean by that, we knew when I played, we knew when we were good enough to win it all.
Yeah.
And you know when you're not good enough to win it all.
Fair.
They know they are not good enough to win it all.
But once you have that ring, is it important to get another one? For Giannis and his legacy, yes. But if you're more of an ancillary player, is it more important?
If I put myself in Bobby Portis' shoes, how old's Bobby? I mean, middle of his career. Is he in his prime right now?
Yeah. He's
got your championship.
He's late 20s. He's late 20s. He's 30, excuse me, turned 30 earlier this year.
He reads a lot older, though, doesn't
You're
he?
Leaving.
You see, Bobby?
You're leaving.
Really?
I would leave.
And would you ring chase?
No, I would maximize my dollars.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And then ring chase
the next time.
Then you chase the next time, correct. Yes.
What if the Bucks can maximize his dollars?
I don't know.
Just again, opting in would be a fair price in terms of the yearly salary that you would
get. See, Chu, you played your whole career with the Green Bay Packers, so you don't have the perspective of having played for another franchise and making that transition. But you did think about it.
I did. I thought about it the first time around.
And when you thought about it at all, did the idea of this is familiar, I know all of the things here at this place with this franchise, all of that would be new and the transition, did that enter your thought process at all?
No, because I hadn't won a ring yet. So I was my first big contract, I had teams that were going to pay me more money. So I had to balance, like, it's really not worth it. We're on the uptick here. Well, this core is great.
Didn't you also just get bullied into it by Holmgren?
Yes, I did. Good point. No, it's different once you have that one and you know, all right, this is going to be a rebuild. You're going to be there a while. I mean, it'll depend on where he's getting offers from.
Yeah, and in that interview, Bobby, you know, they asked him, and he said he hasn't really reached that portion of his offseason. He's enjoying the offseason, not going to really start thinking about that until June, but also did mention that, you know, he is referred to as the unofficial mayor of Milwaukee, and when the fan base calls you the mayor and you're beloved like that, he said that that's really hard to leave. If I were to leave, that would be a difficult thing to leave behind, is how beloved he is here.
Yeah. There's a lot of factors. Would you rather play in Miami or Milwaukee? Personally, probably rather would play because of the weather in Miami.
Well, it's because you're just soft. About
this. I'm just telling the you what people. Goes through. This is what goes through players' minds.
Yeah, but you can't be trusted.
In Miami, or are they more north?
Who's that?
The old people.
They're everywhere.
Can't escape them.
They're everywhere. But no, you do think about in Green Bay. You know, Green Bay is Green Bay. It's not New York. It's not L.A. It's not Dallas. If that works, a lot of guys didn't want to come there just because it's like,
what do you do?
What do you do? There's nothing there.
But some people that are all football, that's your place.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. And they've done a great job with that. But I'm just telling the people, there's factors that players look at that you guys might think are off the wall. But that's...
Well, you're off the wall. You couldn't tell me anything that surprises me at this point.
Put it this way. When we won my deal, I signed the next year? When did I sign that? Might have been after Denver.
Okay.
But I re-signed in the middle of the season. If I had waited to the end of the season and a good team at that time, I would have entertained it. Certainly. You'd be crazy not to.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, yeah, there's a lot of factors. But they both sound like they want to win another ring.
And if I'm being honest, I think they both want to do it in Milwaukee. I think that Giannis
doesn't... How long is it going to take? That's the problem.
That's the issue.
Mm-hmm. So I bet you that you can convince them, let's just say Giannis singularly, that they can fall into a championship. I mean, I got to be honest with you guys. I think that there were times, especially at the end of the regular season, even when Dame was not there with the blood clot, that Giannis convinced himself that he could drag this roster to a championship. Like, that's just a winner's mentality. And I'm not saying he's delusional. I'm just saying that he looked around and went, if that guy has a big night here and that guy has a big night here and I can get my triple-double, we can make some noise. Now, ultimately, it didn't end up working. So maybe he will have to use that data and input that into the computer and use that to make a future conclusion. But I believe that that's what he thought was possible this year.
And it seems like in the NBA, things are pretty wide open right now. I mean, you're watching how things are playing out right now. I mean, Minnesota's favored to make it to another Western Conference Finals. And after they made their big trade of Karl Anthony Towns last year, not many people were predicting that, right? And the way that the Indiana Pacers looked like as a five, you know, as a four seed, looked like they're going to be going to their second consecutive Eastern Conference Finals. Things seem wide open right now in the NBA. So the right tweak here, the right little move there, and I think that you still have to squint a little bit, but Giannis could talk himself into, oh, this could happen sooner here than even I think.
Especially, Chu, if you believe that the players who were on the roster this year that they choose to keep elevate elevate a little bit, get a little bit better. We had talked about how not a ton of playoff experience, you know, smatterings here and there with the roster, but you get a little bit better and you become a little more comfortable in your role and you start producing at a little bit of a higher level, and all of that stuff sort of raises the tide. 800-990-3776. When Giannis weighed in on Bobby Portis's post that he thinks Giannis bleeds green, and basically saying that if, you know, he's leaning towards Giannis wanting to stay based on all of these things. He mentioned all these players whose careers have been just with one franchise. And Giannis said, "Don't worry about me. What are you doing, Bobby? You staying or leaving?" with the laughing, crying face emoji. You think he's staying? To me, it was like he's not joking around about this stuff if there is a good chance he's leaving, because he recognizes how devastating that would be to the fans, right? This loses a little bit of the humor if he ultimately ends up leaving. Mm-hmm. Whereas right now, Gabe, I think you can chalk it up to this guy.
Well,
loves
plus,
a good
if
joke,
he was if he was leaving, why would he care what Bobby did? If he was leaving, if in his mind he's already gone, what does he care what Bobby Portis does?
They're still going to need another superstar. Who's that going to be? You're not winning without another superstar.
Can you get a B player, though, too?
I mean, Dame in 2 years is going to be 36, coming in off Achilles. I mean, he's still going to be good, but he's not going to be a superstar.
I mean, it's different, because I would say right now for the Cavs have one superstar. They've got a lot of depth and some really good players behind.
Yeah.
And now, you know, he's hurt. Donovan Mitchell's hurt, and they're down 3-1 in that series, but they had the best record in the East this year with just that one superstar. The Pacers, I don't even know if they have a superstar. They just have really good players.
But Minnesota's young, right? Isn't
Oklahoma City's even younger.
Young. I mean,
which is why
Lopez isn't a part of this.
Probably not.
No.
I mean, he's strictly a free agent. He might retire. Who knows what he does?
No, I'm just saying if you're relevant in 3 years.
Oh, yeah, probably
he's not there.
No, probably not.
It's so funny because
who's the next superstar? That's
well,
the thing.
What I was going to say is, can you build a superstar? Can you create a superstar? It feels like that's almost like bestowed. Like, you have that special combination of elite skill and talent and work ethic and all of those. Then you stay healthy and poof, superstar. But it doesn't feel like in the NBA, and Gabe, you'll have to help me because your depth of knowledge on these rosters is deeper than mine. Are there guys who were like middling players who just like worked their tails off and elevated themselves to superstar level? It doesn't feel like there's a lot of diamonds in the rough, if you will, Aladdin, in the NBA.
I mean, I think it happens probably more often than you think. I mean, Donovan Mitchell did that. I mean, granted, he did it years ago when he was with the Jazz before he ended up coming to the Cavs. They were discussing an interesting stat this morning on Unsportsmanlike, which is before us here on ESPN Radio, where in the lottery era, only four players who have been drafted number one overall have won a championship with the team that drafted them.
Interesting.
So there are a lot of players. I mean, Tyrese Halliburton, good player. Like, he continues to ascend each and every year, especially when he has playoff moments like he had hitting that layup against the Bucks, hitting the three earlier in the series that they're currently in. So I think guys are kind of growing and almost created just about every year.
Is he a superstar?
Halliburton? Not yet.
Superstar light?
Yeah. Esque.
About to bounce the Cavs.
Yeah.
He also had 4 points the other night. He's got some inconsistencies there.
You know what they feel like, Miami, to me? Remember a couple years ago, Miami went to the finals, and you're like, this is a finals team?
Yeah.
Doesn't that feel like that?
But why can't you convince Giannis of, hey, we can do that?
Oh, you can.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
I think that's a part of the pitch. But if that wasn't that long, that was just a couple years ago, where as an 8 seed, they made a run to the finals. And if the Pacers is a 5 seed, or excuse me, is a 4 seed this year, do the same thing?
I don't think it's the Bucks. And I know it's tampering, but tampering happens everywhere. It's more of another team coming up with a package to get Giannis and convincing, you got a much better chance here than you do in Milwaukee.
The tough part about that is, hey, Giannis, this is what we're going to give up to you. Now the Bucks have to say yes to that package. Or the Bucks go, no, we need more.
Yeah.
Right? So that's the tough part about the tampering of, hey, Giannis, we think we can put this package together and get you. And you, oh, yeah. And then, okay, Giannis wants out. All right, Milwaukee, here's our offer. And John Horst goes, no,
yeah.
I need more.
Yeah.
And this then is going to sound stupid. And I'm prefacing this by saying this is going to sound stupid. But I believe there are people who would rather have Giannis stay than the Bucks win a title with a band of misfits 5 years down the road. And again, they would become more beloved players. But I think there are people right now who have convinced themselves that having Giannis supersedes any chance at a title with a rebuild because of the relationship with Giannis. And again, I said, it sounds stupid to say out loud because you would think that in this ring-chasing era, in this titles era, when people care about how many championships have been won, I think the relationship between the fan base and Giannis is so strong, they would rather have him here carrying the torch for Milwaukee than, hey, we're going to put together a roster that could win a title in 5 years. Yes, but Giannis has to go. Right, but we could win a title. Right. But we could also win a title with Giannis. Let's do that instead. What do you think? We'll talk about that as the show goes on here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Live listening, show replays, exclusive content. It is all on the new ESPN Wisconsin app. Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The Wisconsin sports fans' best way to stay in touch with their favorite ESPN Wisconsin shows and keep up with their favorite teams. Find the new ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores right now.
More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy coming up on 94.5 ESPN.
Ryan from Milwaukee weighing in on our carbless talk and text line, 800-990-3776. There's no championship in the next 25 years if they trade Giannis. Even with all the draft capital they would get, I only see years of irrelevance if they trade him. And maybe that's what is fueling this hypothetical I'm throwing out there, which is to say, I think there are Bucks fans who would rather keep Giannis. No guarantee of a championship. Maybe you could even argue less odds of a championship if you keep Giannis, because you still have to keep surrounding him with the merry band of misfits, Giannis and co. But there's no guarantee that you win a championship with the pieces you get for Giannis. So, Gabe, do you think I'm that crazy to say that there are Bucks fans who would say, hey, roll the dice with one of the best players ever in the world, ever, ever, as opposed to trying to stock the cupboard for what would also be a potential championship?
Yeah, but that would have to be a pretty high percentage chance. Like, you got to either guarantee a championship or get pretty close to it. If it's just like, well, it's a 55% chance if we go get all these pieces, or 45% with Giannis, yeah, I think a lot of people would say, well, let's just roll the dice with Giannis. Let's keep him here and make him a Milwaukee guy for his entire career.
What is he going to look like at 33? Because we were just talking about it.
Pretty same to what he's
right now. You know who's undefeated? Father Time. He always wins. Always. And when you can't shoot, you said he's a better shooter. I look at him as...
Now, he was one of the more efficient mid-range players in the NBA this year. How's he cut down on his threes.
How is his game going to translate when he's 33, 34, 35?
You're saying he's going to be slower, a little bit slower.
Well, I mean, is he going to be able to go to the hole as aggressively now and do all this stuff? I'm telling you, I don't know what it is for basketball, but at 30...
Well, and, you know, we always talk about a hit rate in football, about how many hits a guy can take.
Mm-hmm.
He plays a physical brand, and he's banging around in there, and he's taking a lot of hits and scratches, and, you know, guys are trying to keep him from scoring, obviously.
Yeah.
That's going to wear on him at some point, right?
I'm not saying he's not going to be in the... He's going to still be an important piece, but I don't know if he's going to be the piece.
LeBron's in his 40s and still incredibly efficient.
Yeah, well... Sure.
Like, but if you're saying,
no,
like,
because people
said the same thing about LeBron.
I know things.
I mean, just a couple, but
yes,
it is plural. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You want to share what you're referring to now?
I don't want to insinuate anything.
I think you already insinuated it, but that's beside the point.
I don't think I did.
It's the gray area of insinuating he's really working with here. Jeez. All right, we'll try to get me back on track then, since I thought maybe we were taking that on ramp, but apparently it's closed.
No.
God, I would have loved to take pellets when I was flipping playing. Woo! I could maybe play two positions at the same time. No,
and
really.
There it is.
It makes a difference.
Yes. But hopefully you're not insinuating a second
thing. I'm not. I'm just saying myself.
Okay.
I wonder if... I could have skirted the system, probably. You guys have no idea. The stuff that they used to do, and I'm not talking about anyone. I'm just talking about our locker room.
Yeah.
And roommates and college and stuff.
Why don't you give us a story?
Have you ever seen the program?
Yeah.
You ever see what the one guy did?
Which one guy?
Latimer.
What did he do, Gabe?
I mean, we're talking about roids here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put someone else's urine in his bladder to pee? I have a roommate that did that. Is that disgusting or what?
It's something.
I got questions, but I'm not going to ask any of them.
Do you? Well, I am. Do you go in the same way it comes out?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah, I didn't want to know that.
Well.
Catheter? I'm anti-catheter.
Well, hopefully you never have surgery and need
typically,
one.
Typically, that's not really a choice you get to make.
Exactly.
Just kind of something that happens.
Force it onto you.
Doesn't it have to come out or no?
The catheter?
Eventually, hopefully.
No, the ziz.
Yeah, wasn't that the point? It was supposed to come out into a little cup and then they pretended it was his own?
Know.
Okay, so Chewy, if I offer you this hypothetical.
Yes.
Keep Giannis. Try to make a run at a championship with and co. Giannis and co. Trade Giannis. Try to make a run at a championship with whatever you got back. Do you lean one way or the other? Oh, jeez.
No.
Yeah.
I keep them, but there's got to be some sort of purge. And then a Jordan Love quick rebuild turnaround. That's what I'm looking for. No, I would not trade. I would not trade him.
All right, well, we got some breaking news here.
Oh, boy.
Ish?
We have breaking news.
I guess. Two-time NBA MVP has not made any firm decisions on his Bucks future after the franchise's third consecutive postseason exit in the first round, but for the first time in his career, Adetokounmpo is open-minded to exploring whether his best long-term fit is remaining in Milwaukee or playing elsewhere, league sources told ESPN. That's from Shams Charania moments ago. I mean,
what does that mean?
Isn't that the thing we got last week about Jair? This is news that's not really news, just masquerading as news. Like, didn't we kind of already? I guess this is an official report about it, but isn't this what we kind of have been talking about since the season ended? That this feels real for the first time ever, and I guess he's open-minded about it.
I don't like it.
Why?
Well, because it undermines what everybody has been using as their evidence that he would not leave, which is led by loyalty, bleeds green.
Why, you didn't think he'd kick the tires at all?
I thought he would kick the tires, but I didn't think it would get to the point where that kicking would be considered open-minded.
But yeah. Kicking the tires is open-minded.
I'm going to nuance this just like Chewy did, insinuating a few moments ago. I think there are layers and levels to kicking the tires on something.
But kicking the tires means you're open-minded to something.
No, I think you listen to all offers, but I don't necessarily think that that means you're open-minded.
If you're listening, that means you're open-minded.
I don't think so. I think you still listen because of due diligence.
That's open-minded.
Yeah, but he could have.
Okay. We're listing synonyms right now.
He has the ability to shut it down.
Yeah.
He can come and say, hey, I'm not going anywhere, okay?
100%.
I'm committed to the... He could say that, but he hasn't, so... everyone wants to be wanted, right?
Yeah. The Bucks and Adetokounmpo's representative is expected to sit down during the offseason to discuss the future, sources said. So they even haven't even had the conversation with the Bucks yet. Like, we're still super early in this process.
Yeah, but it's going to come from tampering first, I believe.
Well, yeah, and I mean, who knows where this is coming from?
Yeah. Shams is legit, right?
Yeah, but this also could be coming from a team going, oh, yeah, we talked to the Bucks. You know? It might not be coming from Giannis's camp, might not be coming from the Bucks camp.
Get used to it, because it's going to happen
a lot. That's what I'm saying. If they haven't even had a meeting with the Bucks yet, buckle in. This is going to be long.
I agree.
I need to take a break. Whether the show needs one or not, I need one. I got to gather my thoughts. I got to figure out how I feel about this breaking news. Giannis Antetokounmpo open-minded about leaving Bucks. That from Sham Sharania reporting just moments ago on ESPN. It looks like Brian Windhorst is reacting to it on Get Up. We will continue to react to it here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Stick around.
Doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. That's where Mentality comes in. Local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. So what does that mean? It means maybe you're tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself like you did years ago. Those could all be signs of low testosterone. And if it is, Mentality can help. Book an appointment. LowTUSA.com is the website you go to book that appointment. You go through their process, get a blood panel done. If your levels are low, they have a customized testosterone treatment plan just for you. That's right. The plan that they come up with is going to be just for you. It's not a one-size-fits-all. They want to make sure that your levels are exactly where they need to be. There's no better safe and insured medical solution available. So go to LowTUSA.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatment, LowTUSA.com.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy are back after this on 94.5 ESPN.
The NBA draft lottery is tonight, and the general thought, at least from Sham Sharania, is that Giannis Antetokounmpo is right smack dab in the middle of this whole thing, that what Giannis does or doesn't do has reverb through the entire league, and that whatever happens tonight could play a role in Giannis's future. And again, it's a little bit of a degrees of separation thing, and it's a little bit of a hypothetical, but Giannis right now, guys, is the straw that stirs the NBA drink. And so Shams just put a report out there, guys, that says, and, you know, I got to be honest, I don't like hearing it. I don't want this to be reality. Sources, Giannis Antetokounmpo to explore best fits outside of Milwaukee. And the phrase that they were using on Get Up just a moment ago is that he is open to whatever you want to say. Open-minded about exploring whether his best long-term fit is remaining in Milwaukee or playing elsewhere, league sources told ESPN. Chewy, thoughts?
Where did it come from? In order for him to come out with this breaking news, obviously, Giannis, his brother, his agent.
Agency.
Well, he reached out to someone.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Shams is, yeah, I mean, he's the best, and he's the best at what he does. Like, he didn't pull this out of thin air.
Anyone again, else?
But to me, the word open-minded is just so ambiguous. Yeah, he's open-minded about exploring those options. Also open-minded about remaining in Milwaukee.
Yeah, but
like, it's not like, I'm done with Milwaukee.
Kind of detracts a little bit to what Bobby said about, he bleeds.
The narrative can be whatever you want it to be. Kobe once demanded a trade from the Los Angeles Lakers.
No, I get
but
it.
But he's looked at as, he was loyal to the Lakers through and through. He literally demanded a trade.
Well, let me ask you this then, Gabe. Does your gut tell you this is strategic? Does your gut tell you that there is some strategy here of releasing this information to sort of, I don't even know what the end game would be, but that this is more of a play than a position?
I think it's nice to be wanted. When Tony Dungy came up to me on the field and said, God, you'd look good in orange, you know, when I was going to be a friend. That's great. It's great to be wanted.
Tony Dungy was with Tampa Bay at the time.
Tony was with Tampa Bay at the time. Denny Green,
same thing. I only picture Tony Dungy with the Colts.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to picture Chewy in that creamsicle now. I don't know. I think you'd have been better off in like the red kind of stuff they have now than the creamsicle.
I'm a Carolina blue guy.
Just because you have the Carolina blue shirt on today?
Is that relevant?
I just like Carolina blue. So if I was going to pick a uniform, I'm going Chargers or I'm going maybe Carolina Panthers.
Can you imagine their future team based on the colors of the uniform?
Chewy's a free agent. He's picking it like a lot of people pick their NCAA brackets. Oh, I like this uniform. I like this uniform.
So he wants to be wanted.
But isn't he wanted without the report?
Yes.
Isn't he wanted just in general? Oh, you want to be wanted, but you also want people to know that you are wanted.
I want you to want me.
Yes.
Famously.
The Dream Police, na 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 na. Damone, Fast Times Ridgemont High.
I'm taking a break.
You guys are so happy on
we
that.
We have a reaction from Evan Cohen to this Giannis breaking news.
Oh, screw Evan. What the hell is
yeah! Get him, Chew!
Right after this.